The Shia this week is being sponsored. L'nishmas Rav Avigdor Menachem Merchatzi, Ol Shalom. A special thank you to the Rosh Yeshiva who bailed me out of a tough spot. They needed a ragged Shia today, and he was agreed to say the Shia, even though he had very little time to prepare and very few times in the newspaper.
My pleasure. I think it's the most odd thing is the little bit time in the newspaper. Chazer Chalile. I will tell you always to come here. It's a pleasure. And you could invite me even you're not going to put nothing in the paper. Right. I promise you I'm going to come anyway. It's good to come. And Baruch Hashem, Limud Torah, starting the week with Torah. Should always be zoiche to sit and learn Torah bechaburo. And Reb Mendel should be gezint and stark and always come together. And it's no bigger simcha from learning Torah together. I remind myself a story that many, many years ago, I just started to be a magichir. So, Samayis already from, I don't remember exactly the year, but it's between 15 to 20 years ago. And it was a question, I didn't know what to learn, and it was the old Shaila, what to learn in the yeshiva, and it was two sides. And somebody told me, okay, you know what, call to the Slonim Rebbe. The Slonim Rebbe, he was my Rebbe, he just started to be a Rebbe. Okay, I find, I want to speak to him on the telephone, what should I ask him? Like this, now I have a good question. And I told him somebody offered to me to push it to speak with the Bochrim and to ask him what they want. I remember the two sides was maybe to learn Cheska Sabbatim, maybe to learn Shavuos. And the Rebbe told me, and I want to tell you something, never, never ask the Bochrim. It's a two sides, you're going to have to make a decision. But it's not the Bochrim, you don't ask. Then you're going to have F going to tell you, we want to learn this Masechta. The other F going to tell you we want to learn to the other Masechta. You're going to have to take a side, and that's not going to be good. You're going to make, I know it's complicated, you're going to make the decision, and then they're not going to even know. It was a question. But you can ask them. But tonight I have a question for you. The Shir needs to be an Orev, and I could say it an Orev, but it's a very good Shir. I think it's a good Shir. Shittes Rishonim, Kashas von Abkiveger, we're going to see at least three Shittes Rishonim in the Gemara. Very nice, very mesuder, very good. The other option is, if you want, and only if you want, is, I could say a shir, and I will tell you why, but maybe you're already so familiar with this, so it's no need. So, I thought to say a shir and the concept of Eteriske, but not just to explain what's the concept. We're doing like this. To explain, to show how it's starting really from the Gemore, the concept from Iske, the Olomdes from the Iske, and till Bedoireinu, the Olish Tarshus and the Doires in the Kash, it's going to be Olomdes Shashirol. So it's not going to be just then they do like this. But till Bedoireinu, how we came to the Musak from Eteriske like we're doing today, and what's the benefit, and what the shyless, what we still have, what Esker Eteriske doesn't really help. This is a little bit going to be a harder shir, it's or if it's maybe easier. Depends on you. What?
The Rosh Yeshiva looks like he wants to say Heteriske.
I'm not sure. I will tell you. The reason what I have a Cheshek, I will tell you why. It's not because I want so much to say an Heteriske. Heteriske, it's a little bit harder, Shir. And you have to explain it a little bit better. The reason what I thought even to say, why should I say after I give my Mekoimus and I have... The reason is, to me, it was a Dover Poshut always, that Eteriske is such a... everybody understands what's mean Eteriske. I was learning when I was a Bocher, I know what's mean Eteriske and what the Shal is. Actually, I was learning Eizu Neshech in the Yeshiva. We learned about Behiun, so we got familiar with this. But some Poiskim say, and I don't say some Poiskim, I take a Poiskim, it's starting from the Shlo. and till, in the Bris Yehuda, that the Tzar of Bloi, that he is considered the main sefer on Ilchus Ribis Halacha Lemaise. And even today we have a lot of Sforim on Ribis. Divrei Sofrim, Toira Saribis, Mishnah Saribis, and Moch, and Noch, and Noch, and Tama Ribis. We have a lot of good Sforim and Ribis. And all of them always brings from Arav Bloi, from Bris Yehuda. And they are very machmir in Eter Iske, if someone signed an Eter Iske, but you have no idea really how Esker Iske is working. It's not like you sign and say, okay, I signed an Eter Iske, it's according to Pidin Torah, I'm all set, it's okay. Eter Iske, they say, some didn't disagree on that, but many poskim says, Eter Iske, it's me'akev, you have to know about what you sign. And I'm going to explain you why. Think on this night. We're coming to say Ashir. And say Rav Mendel say, you know, for such a Rosh Hashiva, you have to be mechazik, needs to be like 200 people. So you take everyone and say to sign that they have to come to the Shir, to be mechazik himself. And then we didn't realize, he put another note, and if you don't come, you menadev the apartment to the base, or your house to the shul. But you don't realize, you just sign an agreement, you want to be mechazik and limud ha-toiro, and it's fine. Then you come and you say, hey, I donate my house to the shul. What are you going to say about it? You're going to say it's chal? You're going to say it's toifes? This is be'erech eter iske. If you don't know what's mean eter iske, and you sign an eter iske, it's like you gave to someone for a gift your house, and you don't know that you gave it. You have a shoot-off, it belongs to him, your bedroom, and the living room, and the kitchen. He's a shoot-off with you. Kimat.
In the secular course, they tell you to look before you sign something, and they hold you very much to it, not with exceptions, but they'll say, you signed it, you bought it, that's it.
Right. So some poskim say it, Dvorim, you say if you sign, it's Dvorim Shebelev. If you didn't know, it doesn't matter. It's a shtar, it's a legal agreement, it's mechayev you. It's a such a sign like this. But many other poskim say the person signed that, like you think, it's like a mitzvah, it's like a komeya, it's like a zgulo. If you put it a riske, you're allowed to take ribis. And it's not. It's just not. Let's say. So this is what I felt, maybe we should be mevayer the concept of Eter Iske, because kimat in Eretz Yisrael much more, but kimat almost became the situation that every person needs to sign Eter Iske. Doesn't matter what you're gonna have any company in Eretz Yisrael for sure, because you're gonna sell the electric company, the gas company, the phone company. It's all Yiddish companies, right? And if you don't pay in time and they charge you ribis, you have to do Eter Iske. And what is this exactly, the Eter Iske? In Eretz Yisrael today, Gmachim, Arevim, and this, so they borrow the money, they have a lot of money. And they borrow it to other people, and they charge interest, and they do it in Eter Iske. Kimat, over here in America, is also we have Jewish companies, but you could say mostly of the Alvois, and much of this, it's we handle it with Goyshe companies, and with the banks are not Eden. So it's what? But anyway, it's good to know what Eter Iske. And we're going to learn that tonight we're going to see how it came. And we're going to finish with a big question that I have, that I don't have, and that's a good answer. But I'm not sure we need to have an answer on this. We're going to start. Okay. I will going to say the Gemara in, I'm going to start in the Gemara in Daf Samech Tes, also a Daf in Daf Rav Chome. Again, the Gemara doesn't have straight shaykes to Eter Iske, but we're going to start with this. It's Shveri Gemore Sai Vesai. One of the, I will say, any from the Shversti Gemores in Eizu Neshech. It is a, before we starting Eter Iske, in the Torah, we have three times that the Torah says, don't take ribis. We have it in Pashas Mishpotim. We have the Posuk in Kesef Tal Vesami, Esoni Imoch, Loisiyah Loikenoyshe, like the Simon of Neshech. We have the Pasuk in Parshas Be'ar, Chiyom uchochicho, Al tikach moto yodoyim oich, Al tikach meit moi Neshech v'tarbis. And we have in also in Chumash Dvorim, Lo Yisashich Lochicho Neshech Kesef Neshech Oichon. So really in Parshas Dvorim, Be'emes in Parshas Dvorim, in Parshas Be'ar, the person was able to say, Ribis, it's only, don't take from a Yosoim, don't take from the Almono, they don't have. Or in Parshas Be'ar, V'chiyomu Chochicho, Nebach, he doesn't have, he's been kotirt. It's not okay to take Ribis, help them. But in Parshas Dvorim, the Torah made the rule very, very clear. It doesn't matter if he's a honey, doesn't matter if he's a roisher, doesn't matter how much he has. You can't charge ribis. Eskaspecho loisashich lochicho neshech. Period. Kenos nishtim. Agav, I want to tell you something interesting. Many of Dine Atoiro in Dine Momenes, so I don't know if you're familiar or not, but we find Mom Gitrofen, even Fardet Toiro was very similar concept by the Umoy Soilom. What we call today the Amura below, there was a Koenig, some people think it's Nimrod, but we find laws, what it says, remind you a little bit, Kamuvan Lavdil Kol Avdol Sheboilom, but it reminds you a little bit from Mishpotim, what we have in Pashas Mishpotim. Chumay Soilom used to have dinim, and some of them is similar to Dina Toiro. But Ribis, that you're not allowed to take, no matter what, the Torah is the only one, says the Yisrael. Kamuvan, after this, we find that maybe the other religious, well, they came after the Eden, when they took from the Torah, but the first to such a Yisrael, it doesn't matter. Oni, Oshir, doesn't matter. You can take Ribis, the Torah is unique. This means, don't tell me the Yisrael is Ribis because we need to have Rachmones Hashem, or it's like a concept of chesed, maybe it's also. But even you think you have a lot. What do you care that I'm going to use to my money to earn more money? The Torah says no. And we find today the Eteriske, Kimat was Mevatel de Isuribis. Kimat was Mevatel de Isuribis. And it's not starting today, you can't blame today. It's already, we have it hundreds of years. In the 1600s, Tovshin Samich Vov was a big sefer, Yerid Kranitz, and the old Gdolim came, the Sma, the old Gdolim, the Sma wrote all conscious after this, conscious of Ribis, to find a way, we azoy kemen nemen revochim, benefits, Ribis. They didn't have too much choices. They was not allowed to do nothing else. They was not allowed to own land, to be farmers. They was not allowed to be sochim kimat. It was groups from sochim. The gilder, the either was not allowed to be a part of them. The only thing what the goyim wanted them to be, a soicher in ribis, because the goyim also took the misu, and a goy is not allowed to give to someone else the ribis, so they used the id to do it. But then it became also between the id and to themselves. So they have to find a way. So we're going to see how the eter came from the Gemara. Is the Gemara start like this? Very interesting Gemara. Daf Samechtes. Rav Chome Avemuger Zuzei Bipshitei Beyoime. It's a two girsos. Let's go with the girso what we have over here. Rav Chome Avemuger Zuzei Bipshitei. So if you read the Gemara Pashtas Dik, Muger Zuzei Bipshitei, Belosh Serashi say, Beloshoin Schirus Veloi Beloshoin Alvoe. Ineni masker lecho zuz ayoim beposhut dainu zuz medine dainu shmini shebetzuri. Rav Chome find a way to take ribis. He have $100 and someone came to him, could you borrow me $100? And Rav Chome says, Alvoe? No, I'm masker you the money. You could rent the money from here. Schirus, could rent a car, could rent a bungalow, you could rent money. If you have money, pay me schirus. And the schirus, it took like 8%.
What?
Samechtes amud beis. Rav Chome avemugir zuzei bepshite. What Rav Chome did over here? He just changed. Instead to call it alvoi, he called it schirus. What he did? He did the same alvoi, but instead to call it alvoi, he says schirus. What was the benefit? I could call it also another name. Bottom line, it was alvoy. He gave the person, he borrowed the person money, and he collected back, and he asked them, and pay me 8% revach. So why it's not ribis? Lemay say it is ribis. The Gemara says, kol izuze de Rav Chome. Rav Chome lost his money. Verloren sein Geld. Why? So Rashi says, kedamrinen lekamon, shamalvin beribis, nichseye mismoitetin. Kol amalve beribis, nechoso mismoitetin. Could lose his own money, and this is what happens to Rav Chome. Because nizbarer, it was ribis. One second. Rav Chome is not choshud that he wants to do a veir. Of course, Rav Chome is a moire. And Rav Chome thought that he finds some etter. What was the etter? So the Rivosh says right away that it was funny. It was no etter. Rav Chome thought, he's going to call it between the Rivosh in Tshuva Shinei, says Rav Chome thought, if he's going to call it Tzchirus, and it's not Alvoe, so it's going to help. But the Rivosh says it's nothing, because everybody is going to call to the Alvoe Tzchirus, and that's it. But Rav Chome, what Rav Chome thought? Rav Chome had a way, and the Gemara doesn't say Rav Chome say shtusim. Rav Chome, the Gemara disagrees, and Rav Chome with Lomdes. The Gemara says, "Uk sovar my shnei more. What the difference from another chayfetz? If I give you a more, if I give you any kind of chayfetz, could mask you a chayfetz? Could I charge money for that? So why money not?" And the Gemara says, "Veloi more adre beino. When you I renting from you a car, I give the same car. But when I take money, I don't give you the same money. The money is my. Milvel or itzoenit, no. I'm giving you another money. So this is the difference between alvoe to schilus. The Gemara says another chiluk. What's not negia neoli neinu? What? Oh, Rashi doesn't say that's not.
No one talks about chayim boinsim.
Toisves. Toisves, we're going to say. Yeah. But Rashi is not mentioning this. Rashi doesn't say Rav Chome did a tnai, onsen or not. Rashi, you know, Rashi is ben Chomesh lemikro, Esor lemishno, Chameshesor letalmud. Rashi has to think that I'm a bocher 15 years old. And I don't know if it's Rav Chome or any other sefer. I only know that Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi says what he did, loshen schirus veloy loshen alvoy. This was the whole difference. Some fortune try to say, like you say, that maybe Rashi means, and they put in Rashi, but the Rivosh for sure was not learning like this in Rashi, and the Pashtas not. What was the Svore from Rav Chome? Actually, I think Rashi says, very deep thought, a tif and a kude, what Rav Chome thought to come, and maybe that's the beginning for Materisk. It's two parshias in the Torah. I know I have to pay you back. Here's a vase man. It's the parsha from Alvoy. Im kesef tal ve'sami. Actually, it's a milva filo she'eino ksuvo ba'toiro. But, l'maise, parsha salvoy is mechayev me to pay you back. And it's another parsha. Parsha Shomrim. If I'm you Shomer, Shomer Chinom, Shomer Socher, Shomer and Pikodon, I have to give you back the Pikodon. And if I was Poishaya, or if I'm Shomer Socher and they stole it from me, I have to give you another Chayfetz. But it's parshas from Shomrim, parsha from Alvoy. Rav Chome came to the people and he say, I'm not giving you the chayfetz, the money. It should be yours. It's my money. The money is mine. I give you my money and I ask, let you to go use my money. Like a soicher. What a soicher does, he take my chayfetz and he's using this. Right? You're renting my car. It's my car. It's not your car. But you got my permission to use my car. I'm giving you money. The money is mine. It's not yours. but I'm giving you permission to use my money. You know what? If you're not, when you're going to have to give it to me back, I don't need exactly the same. You could give me something, but it looks the same. It's not such a hard to understand, and I'm going to give you a riot. Gazlin, any gazlin. Somebody steal my shtreimel, a chayfetz, a car, doesn't matter. Any gazlin, a kosher gazlin, you know, straight from the shas. He have to pay you back ke'ein shegozal. The gazlin cannot say, I take the chayfetz, and I'm going to give you something else. If the chayfetz still exists, he have to give you ve'eishi ve'sagzeilo kein the same. What's going to be if a gazlan stole from you money? And he still has it. He still has it. The money still exists. You have the whole pocket with money. Did he have to give you the same exactly money ke'en shegozal? Or he could give you the same value. I mean, I took $100, I'll give you $100. But not the same coins, not the same bills. Did a gazlan have to give Cain, Shagozal, whatever I took from you, exactly what I took from you, I have to give you the same? In money. In Chayfetz for sure. What's about money? The Beis Shmuel and Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer say not. He say money doesn't have chshivus because it's a Chayfetz. Every Chayfetz have chshivus because it's this the Chayfetz. Even the same car. Even the same man. This is both under Odyssey 2017. But this is not the same. This is this van, this is this van. And you took my van, and I like, you should give me back my van. But nobody gonna say, oh, you took my $100 bill, I want you to give me exactly this Evach Shivus. Only if you got it from a tzaddik, or he banished you, and you got it from your family when you opened a new store, and they gave you to put it on the wall. But if not, usually, money doesn't have chshivus because it's a chayfetz. Money has chshivus because you could pay with it. So it doesn't matter if I have this $100 or I have another $100. This both considered kehen shegozal. I gave you back money. Money have no chshivus, which coins and which bills. This is the Beis Shmuel says. Reb Shmuel Rozovsky is marichan that in Kiddushin. Now, Avnei Miluim maybe disagree, but I give you a poisek la'alocha Beis Shmuel, one of the biggest poiskim, say it. And this was Rav Chome say. I didn't give you the money. Alvoy mean the money is yours. You could do with this whatever you want. Rav Chome didn't say it. Rav Chome say, I gave you my money. And you could use it. And because you're allowed to use it, pay me. So somebody got to think, if it's my, I need to give you exactly the same money. And this is what the Gemara basically say. Alvoy eloyad rebeino. Rav Chome, in that Rav Chome disagree. Rav Chome was holding like the Beis Shmuel. Maybe the Gemara holding like the Avnei Miluim. But Rav Chome was say, in money, you don't have to give me exactly the same. It doesn't matter. One coin, this quarter, doesn't have any more value from the other quarter. It doesn't matter. If you give this quarter, you gave me the same money that I gave you. Oy bazoy, it's chirus, it's not alvoy. And chirus, you're allowed to charge money for that. Oh, Rav Chome was not right. Why not? He has such a good tiny. Why really not? Why really not? It's such a good story. Why not? And I will tell you more. What?
You can't give it back. And if I borrow a car, I have to give him back this car.
Right.
I can't give him back another car.
Right.
So it shows you that it's different.
Right. This is the Gemara. This the Gemara say, but I'm trying to tell you that by Schirus Mois, maybe it's different. Or anyway, Rav Chomets thought it's different. Rav Chomets thought that by money, you don't have to give exactly the same money. Because kar, or any other chayfetz, the chayfetz have achshivus. Mitzad atzmoy. I'm not using the sefer to buy another sefer. I'm using the sefer have a shimush. I'm learning with that sefer. I'm speaking with this telephone. I'm wearing my shtaybel. I'm driving my car. The chayfetz have a shimush. Money of no shimush. What are you doing with money? Only to pay. So what's the matter? What's the difference? Which money you have? Money of no chshives mitzad atzmoy. This is what the bishmul. And I show you nafkemine bagazlen. Bagazlen that you have a loche kein shegozal. This is b'chafotzim and not by money. So Rav Chomets thought that it's possible to have a metzias from schirus. What was the mistake from Rav Chomets? I've been telling you, I'm not so sure that even it was a mistake. I'm not so sure. Some Mefoshim says, like the Gro, other Mefoshim, the Rivosh, some other Mefoshim says, if nismoitetu nechosov, it means it was over an isur ribis doraisa. Because mismoitetim nechos of the Gemara dash in the Sfuna posuk. Yeah? So memel, it's not going on a ribis derabonon. It's going on a ribis doraisa. But the Rambam says, here the Loshin Rambam, osur le askir adinrin. Can I enter you the coins, money? שאין זה דוימה למזכיר הסקלי, שהכלי חויזר בעצמוי, you have to give exactly the same כאלה, the same חפץ, וזה מויצי אלו ומייבי דינרים אחרוס. This, you use this money, but you give another money. ונמצא זה אבק ריביס. First of all, the Rambam says, he was helping to waive the איסו ריביס דאורייסה. And there I want to show you a diuk niflo from Reb Meir Simcho. And I will be honest, only because this diuk I understood, maybe this is the pshat in Rashi. Reb Meir Simcho de Osameach says a diuk niflo in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Veze moitzi eilu umeivi dinrim acheirois. Reb Meir Simcho says, umeivi? Umeshalem dinrim acheirois. What does this mean, maybe? Maybe mean I bring back. Meshale means pays back. The Rambam needs to say moitzi eilu umeshalem dinrim achayrim. The Rambam says moitzi eilim umeivi. Says Remeir Simche that maybe means I'm not paying. Maybe means I give you back what belongs to you. When I took my your chayfetz, I maybe back your chayfetz. A shoimer doesn't pay you back the chayfetz. When you're renting a car, you never say, I paying you back the car. You're bringing back the car. Right? Meshale means, I pay what I owe you. Remer Simche says, the Rambam says, if I'm using Loshon Schirus, I'm not paying you the dinrim, because I don't owe you the dinrim. I give you back the dinrim what belongs to you. This was Rav Chomets thought. And he was helping me din the horizon. But it's not helping me din the Rabbonon. Still, what?
No, I just wonder how the Rambam gets that from the Gemara.
How the Rambam get it from the Gemara? And it's only the Rabbonon. I could tell you many longer things, but I think the Rambam couldn't believe that Rav Chomets really going to be over an ace of the horizon.
The biggest thing is the whole thing.
This is Shittas Rashi. Let's quick move. Let's see. We have another two Shittas over here.
I was saying, does it make sense that Torah is going to ask you to use a Lashon? That's what I'm saying.
So this is the Shverkat from this Pirush. And the Rivosh says what you say. The Rivosh says, if we're using this Avona, Bitalnu Toiras Ribis. Bitalnu Torah's ribis, because like you say, the Torah didn't really ask ribis. The Torah says, don't use a loshen alvoa. It's a shvera pirush. And the pirush is not nifsak la'alocha. We have it in the Rambam, but in Shulchan Aruch we don't have this pirush. And I want to move, but I says the pirush because I want this pirush bring us to the avono. It's a difference between when the money is my, when the money belongs to the loive. The Ritvo say different pirush, and the Ritvo says the Rav Chome have very very interesting way to do with the money. Now, the Ritva says something, it's when you want to do business, yeah? You want to do business. Let's say you want to buy a new house, but the seller, the landlord, he doesn't believe you that you really have the money. So you just, how much it is, it doesn't take you serious. Yeah. Right? So he doesn't want to handle it with you. So you want to show that you have a lot of money. So you come in and you carry a whole bag with cash to show him that you have the money. Right? So when you really take, but he doesn't have. So he borrowed from me, he borrowed from someone else. Could you borrow me your money? I'm not going to use it. I'm only going to, I need to show to the third person that I have money, lay satir, lay spoiler, he should think that I'm rich. And now don't ask me if it's a gnevas das or not. That's not the shiur about. Yeah. But? Vida fashidatin. Exactly. Exactly. So, the Ritva says, the people took from Rav Chome the money, and they need it only leispoil. So they didn't want to use it. So what's wrong? So if it's not a mil velo itzor, so you're really only renting. It's really only schirus. You're going to give exactly the same. But it's like Baruch Keili exactly. And Rav Chome is allowed to charge on that. What's wrong? Says the Ritvo, yeah, but they want also to use later the money. So Rav Chome told them like this. For the first day, it's a schirus, and you pay me. For the second day, next day, it's turned to be alvoe, and I'm not charging nothing. We're going to divide it for two tkufes. We're starting with a pikodoin, and we're moving to alvoe. At the beginning, the first time, the first period of time, the first week, the first day, it's a pikodoin, you allow to show to everyone you are so rich. But you know, if you're rich, pay interest. You're paying 8%. The next week, you go to use it, no problem. So it's okay, what's wrong? So Rav Chome was a genius. He find a way out to charge ribis. We have a way out to charge ribis. Anytime that they're going to give you money, he says, for the first day, the second day, the third day, don't use it, it's a schirus. You could show to the whole neighborhood how much money you have. But you have to pay me for that. But by the second day, use it, it's alvoe, and alvoe giving you for free.
Why did you do the same thing with tuchei chupa? Why didn't you do it with tuchei? Take a chepitz, a book. I rent you this book for $5,000 for tomorrow, and I'm giving you a loan that's free. I mean,
it's actually it's one of the ways from Eterim from Ribis when we try to find that anytime the person gave alvor and the same time they sold them a schoira. Well, one of the ways. It was searching for many ways. But this way would you say it looks like a big aromas Ribis because everyone knows that you don't pay so much of a Gemara on something else that they don't
So everyone knows you don't pay that much for the same thing. You don't pay that much for just showing it for one day.
You're right. Maybe they was really needed. I don't know. Maybe they was really need lispar, lisata, that it was.
No, but the amount that...
And in a case, hey, but I want to ask you, I hear the question, but let's say they really need it. It's going to be a etal?
What?
If it's really needed.
If it's the going price.
Yeah, if it's an yeah. If it's the price, so it's okay.
Then there's nothing wrong.
And nothing wrong.
I mean, if he rented a car for a day and he paid the going price for a car and he made a loan, there's nothing wrong with that, right?
It's nothing wrong. So the Ritva say it is wrong.
What?
The Ritva says it's still a problem.
It may be a problem, but it's not wrong that you should lose all your.
Yeah, the Ritva says it was a ribis midoraisa.
And
the Ritva says like this, and maybe mean to say what you say. The Ritva say, the person really didn't want it.
Yeah, because it's more. But
the Ritva, not because it's more. The Ritva says, if the person will take the money, and he will pay on the money, and he will bring it back, say, I finish, and now I'm taking this for halvoe, it was amazing. But from the beginning that he took it, the whole is machshove and all the sort and all purpose and the whole kavone was to use it later. So right away when he took it le'oitzoe. So from the beginning it was alvoe. If day one says the ritvo to give it back after a day, says the schirus finish, now I'm taking this back, it's fine. Everybody could do it for alvoe, says the ribis. Take money, show it to the whole neighborhood, don't use it. You're not allowed to use it. Because it's only leisater, pay for this revochim, give it back, then take it again. But this was not the plan. The plan was to take it, leave it in a little bit in your house. This is a trick, says the Ritva. But from the beginning, it was alvor.
Because it's true, we don't just like we don't allow you to rent the Gemara for $5,000. We don't let you rent this for a day because it's all trickery. We don't allow trickery. It's not allow trickery. We know what the real deal is. I don't see the difference between doing it with the ribbons and doing it with some other chayfets.
Also in another chayfets, maybe it's going to be a problem. If you're going to plan to take the chayfets a little bit for a schirus, and then to take it for alvoe means you're not going to give the same chayfets.
No, I'm renting a car. As a car, I rent you a car. Rent your car at a regular price.
Yeah.
And I also, I'm giving you a loan at the same time. There's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
If you want to rent a car, the person wants to rent a car, comes to me, let's rent the car. I said, by the way, I need some money. I need a loan for tomorrow, for the next 10 days, for $1,000. Okay, I'll give you the loan, no interest. That's fine. But if I double the price on the car in order to give you the loan, that's not fine.
It's luxarom.
What?
It's luxarom.
You're only doing the money. You ain't paying for the loan.
It looks like arom. If the person were not going to be ready to pay for the car so much only because he got the alvoe, it's a Rome.
Maybe it's
a real ribis.
Yeah, so that's the same thing as the Ritva is saying.
Yeah, the Ritva says, even if you're ready, but Lemaise, if you're doing it in two separate times, it's no matter what. If Lemaise, I rent money from you and I pay you, and because it's my machshove for tomorrow, I'm going to do something else, maybe it doesn't matter.
I mean, you're saying even if you're paying much above the market price, I don't know if you're saying you're paying the market price for that.
Maybe. I don't know.
Probably saying you're paying the market, not you're paying something that really no interest
for that. Let's move on. You discuss it a minute.
Maybe.
What is the difference than the Mechiras Chometz? You sell $1 million worth of liquor for $100 and all of a sudden
it's a big difference. It's a big difference. Because by Mechiras Chometz, the bottom line, if the goy want to pay and to take the chometz, the mechir is a mechir, and you can't change your mind. So the bottom line, it's a legally mechir. And I will tell you more what? I will tell you more. You're going to ask the Yid by himself. Do you want to be mevatel the mechir in Oiver and Pesach? He's going to tell you not. If this is the choice, I don't want to do it. Okay. I want to move to the another Avona in the Gemore, what Toisle says, and we're studying a huge machloikes between the Tumas Adeshen to the Gro, but the Tumas Adeshen is the first one what is mentioning the concept of Eteriske. He doesn't say the words Eteriske, but he finds the way what Lemaise we're using. Toisle says, Toisle really doesn't understand. What's Rav Chome want? Toises is bish. It mamish. two lines. Mekabel oyo olov achrayus onsin leoch esol kodai toch deshori. Toises doesn't say what was bothering him, but the Pnei Yeshua and Dol Meforshim says that Toises was really didn't understand what did this means. Because he was used loshen schirus, it's no ribis. Says Toises, what is the difference between alvoe to schirus? Alvoe, the money is not mine anymore. The money is yours. If the loyve gonna come tomorrow and say, I lost the money. Say, what do you want from me? Should I say capital tilim for you? You want zdoke? When someone came to the Rav and he told them, I lost my money. So the Rav told them, say Eizehu. So he was saying all week Eizehu, and he came to the Rav, didn't help me, he didn't find the money. So the Rav told him, which Eizehu did you say? Say, what do you mean? Eizehu recommends from Zvochim. The Rav says, no, I mean you should say Eizehu Shoita, Me'abed Gmashino, it's not like. But, if a loyve lost his money, or the business didn't go good, well, in the way that he thought, or any other oynes, that he could go to the malve and tell him, I'm potur, I don't have to pay you. Says, the minute that I gave you the money, it's in you responsible. It's your money. It's like you lost your money. I gave you money, give me back. It's not my business what happens to your money. This is alvoe. Schirus. Shmire pikodoin means the chayfetz, it's still mine. So if it happens to that something, happens to my chayfetz. So shoymer chinom, only if he did pshiei chayov. Shoymer sochor, so he took upon himself to be responsible and gneve and aveide. Shoyel is evil achayis beonsin. But usually shoymer, even a soicher, is not mechuyev an onsin. Why? Because it's my. It's not belongs to him. Rav Chomes say, it's my responsible. If something gonna happens to the money, it's I am a chuyev bonsin. I am a chuyev bonsin. What does this mean, I am a chuyev bonsin? It's not a totally alvoe. Because milve leoitzoe nitno. Milve means it's yours. If I stay, I still have a chrayes, mean the money, it's not totally yours. Is also still, I have shaykhs for that.
Well, the mask goes to the shoyel over here.
The promise that it wrapped. So it goes to the shoyel. But they pay. So it's not. It's like a seichel. Says Toisves, le'ochis tol kodai toch de shori. Came the Truma Sedeshen and say, what was wrong? And it's a gillian Toisves, because Rav Chomet took a chayes only an unseen. But if Rav Chome will say, it's my responsible also, and Gneve and Aveide, take the money, do business. If somebody gonna steal from you the money, you don't have to pay me back. If you're gonna lose the money, you don't have to pay back. If the business didn't go well, you don't have to pay back. But if everything is fine and nobody gonna steal it from you and you didn't lose it, and the business is fantastic, pay me 8%. Says the Giloyan, you loud and it's okay like a tchile. That's a pikodon. It's me. It's my money. You handling. You doing the business. I give the money, and you do the business. What's wrong?
So who says anything is wrong?
Who says it's wrong? So what was the mistake of Rav Chome?
He didn't do that.
He did only onsin.
But he didn't do it. Even Gneva Aveda may not be enough. I mean, if you tell yourself it's stolen, but you don't. But
what do you want more? Money. What else do you want him to take responsible?
No, the business doesn't go well.
This means, why the business didn't go well? Baroines? This means it's not my fault? It's okay. But if it's your fault, this is a pshia.
Gneva Aveda would mean if right now I have the coins. And somebody, before I even use it, somebody steals it.
Right.
That's Gneva Aveda.
Right.
So that might not be enough. Because I'm not sure that that's enough, but that's different than saying you invested in the business goes well, you pay. That's like a partnership. That's more like a partnership.
What happens if the business didn't go well,
then you don't have to pay.
Right, the business didn't go well, but it's my fault because I choose such a bad business that I have to know that it's not going to work. Or did I took a big risk I was not gambling, but I took such a risk that only 10%. I could make a lot, but it was only 10% that it's going to be success. So this is considered a pshia. So this Rav Chome didn't want to take a chrais. You have to do the business, but in a normal way, that I could trust you. That is what I mean. Okay, Rabbi say it's getting late. In this Pirush from Toisres, it's a lot of machloikesim, and he was mentioning till when Rav Chome take the chrais. Is Rav Chome take the chrais till he spend the money? Is Rav Chome took the chrais even later? It's a ritvo, but let's go with the pashtes. The Ramo paskent la'aloche. Like the Truma Sedeshen, that if someone if I give you money, and I say, the all achrayus on me, beside pshia, mean don't take the money throw it to the water, or don't do such a business that it's crazy. But you're doing a normal business, and I take the achrayus on myself, it's going to be efseidin, says the Ramo, in kuf I involve, it's matir even ribis d'oraisa. It's a stir in the Ramo, because the Ramo later in Kufa and Zion says it's not your only issue, the Rabbonon, and maybe if we're going to have time, I'm going to find for this Ramo. Nishtabru arbe kol musim and this, and the stir from the Ramo. But the Ramo say, that like the Truma Sedeshen, the Gross says about it, Ishtaka adovo velo yomer. But the Ramo paskin like the Truma Sedeshen. So we find a way. But this way it's a big risk, because usually a Malve doesn't want to take about himself. What? I'm not going to sleep in the night. I don't know which business. I want to give you money. I want to be guaranteed. This is not a good way. So somebody asked the Truma Sedeshen, what should we do to be guaranteed? So listen what the Truma Sedeshen gave him an idea. The Sedeshen says like this. You give them the money, and you're going to take the responsible on yourself. He is chayev only if it's pshia. But if it's not pshia, you have to pay you back. And you lost the money, it's your problem. But who says this was really awareness? Who says this was really awareness? Maybe he made up, maybe it was pshia. Are you going to know? Are you going to trust him? You trust him so much. You don't have to. He need to bring you to aid him. I want you to demand from him the two Eidim going to be the Rav and the Shliach Tzibur. There was the two important people in the Keila. And the Truma Sedeshen says, you can't say Stam randomly Eidim what they don't understand in business. You have to demand Eidim what understand in business, but kind of Eidim what's going to be very hard to this person to bring. Now, you gave the person to do business for you. Really? And you say, if it's Revochim, you have to pay me. The Truma Sedeshen doesn't talk about the revochim and the interest. He speaks only on the keren. You have to pay me back the keren. The person say, I lost it. Well, I don't believe you. I bring the eidim. No problem. Bring me the chazen and the shliach tzibur. But they don't know. I'm sorry. If you don't bring those two eidim, you have, it's like pshir. In this way, says the Truma Sedeshen, you guarantee and you could sleep very baruched in the night, very calm down, you're going to get the money back. This is the first way, the beginning, that you find the Eteriske. Now,
who said that works?
Why not?
That's in the back. Well, what if I gave somebody a Bukhari, and then I said, you were for your Gene Tyra, and Rinama for your Monansim, but the only way you can do that, you can put in the item, is these two Adam. And I can't get these two Adam, but I have two other Adam. Kasha Adam with the rights, and everybody believes him. And I, not only do I have Adam, but I have a tape of it. I have a video of what happened at the World Trade Center, and it was in the World Trade Center, and so Bin Laden came and destroyed the World Trade Center.
This is a good question, and the way from the Truma Sedeshen, it's going to be a problem. Actually, in the time from the Truma Sedeshen was no video cameras, they was not afraid of it. But you're right, Bedurain, it's going to be a problem. So let's tell you how we're doing that today. We're not using exactly the way from the Truma Sedeshen, And some poison.
No, but who said to, why not just you have two Adam? I mean, we don't have a video. You have two Kasha Adam.
Well, they didn't have
a said I'll be Adam's claim.
Because a person is allowed to be Mechayev himself. That I don't want this Adam, only this Adam. That's allowed to do the agreement like this. That's for sure. Yeah, sure. In any agreement. This is the agreement. I want this Adam, only this. Other way, you're not Nifto. Anyway. The first Eter Iskra, when we came, it's from the Rov from Krakow. You're going to see any time Eter Iskra al Pita Konas Maharam. It's very funny, people is mentioning his name so much, and nobody even knows who is it. I asked so many times people, who was the Konas Maharam? They tell me it's Maharam in Lublin, it's Reb Moshe, it's Reb Meir. He was the first Rov from Krakow. His name was Reb Menachem Mendel Avigdos. And he was produced, he showed the first way from Eter Iskra. No, we're not using his way. And Mikoitzer Azman, I'm not telling you now what was his way. I'm telling you the idea, what he says. We're using his way, but he showed it in a different way. He showed it Tchilos Pikodo and Sefer Alvoe. I'm going to tell you the way what we're using today, the Eter Iskra. The Eter Iskra, what we're using today, is built on a Gemara in Bometzie, next Kuf Dalet. What the Gemara says, I iske palge alvoe, palge pikodon, of the Rabbonon milse, the side loive and side malve, gonna be happy. What the Gemara means to say. The Gemara is not speaking at the iske. The Gemara talk really something very serious. I'm giving you $100. I'm giving you 50, it's alvoe. And on this 50, I'm not allowed to charge ribis. But from the other side, I'm not going to get any revochim. From the other side, I'm not worried. You're going to have to pay me back the 50. Because even if it's going to happen some oiness or something, it's alvoe, you have to pay it to me. But I give you extra 50. And the extra 50 is apikodim. Go do business, and we're going to share the revochim. Because I give the money, you working, so we're going to share the revochim. This, I could earn money, I could have revochim, but this is a risk. Maybe I'm going to lose it. So the Gemara says they did it. Of the Rabbonon, the Malve was very happy. Why? Because it was the chances was equal. You know, 50 is Alvoe, 50 is Pikodoin. So you have a chance to win, and you have also a chance to lose, so the Efsedim and the Revochim go equally to the Malve and the Loive. We have to know what Nai. I want to ask you, let's ask the Loive, very serious, and maybe you're going to get it from the Sugi for Chenvoni. Let's take the Loive to the side. If he's going to give you only the $50, are you are taking this? He say, no, I need 100.
Right.
I need 100, right? So why is doing the business for me? Because he got for me also alvoe. Yeah. So I'm giving him alvoe, and he also paid me back because he's doing business for me. This is ribis. Yeah. This is the sugi from Chenvoni. So we have to add. You have to pay him aschar tirche.
Yeah.
Because you gave him $50 and he's working for you, pay him. Doesn't matter the price. You could say $1, you could say $10. But finish with them. I'm giving you $50. We're going to share the benefit. We share the revochim. But you, and I'm paying you for it. Now, you also need alvo. Take the alvo. But the alvo doesn't have anything with the picodoin. Almost like you say before. At the same time, I'm giving you picodoin. And this is okay. Because I'm paying him for that. And I'm giving him alvo. This is the Gemara was mentioning Nardoe, and the Gemara says it's okay, the people were so okay with this, that if a person give to another person, a malve give to a loive, a iske, and they didn't speak the details. So bistome, it's 50 alvoe and 50 pikodoin. They could change it. They could make the deal different. 70% alvoe, 30% pikodoin. And then the deal going to be only, you're allowed to charge only under 70%. And it's like he say, have to be normal. From $50, how much you think you could be the benefit? You can ask on $50 interest from 100%. Right? It's have to be normal. Don't take, if I have $100, I think I could be the interest 15%. Now that I give you this F alvoe and F pekodoin, I'm going to take the whole 15%, I'm going to put it on the 50. That's not, because that's going to be, you're charging 30%. You cannot do it. It's have to be with its make sense. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't speak about charging ribis. The Gemara talk lemaise. Go walk, do revochim. It's no ribis. Came the Rebbe Menachem Mendel with the idea. I'm going to give you, he doesn't speak F alvo, F pekodin, but the concept. I'm going to give you F alvo, F pekodin. But, and the Karen, if you want to tell me that you lose the Karen, you have to bring me two Eidim. And only the two Eidim that I believe. And Rebbe Nachem Mendel says, and also if you want to tell me that you didn't have Revochim, you also need to bring me this two Eidim. You all want it, but the person doesn't have Eidim. The person says, I don't have Eidim that I lost the Karen. I don't have Eidim also that I didn't have Revochim. You know what? The Karen you have to pay me. This is the agreement from the beginning. And the Revochim, I'm going to do with you right away. We're going to make a pshara. If you don't bring me Eidim that you didn't have Revochim, pay me 10% on this money. And if you pay me 10%, you are potur. I'm not choshed in you that you have 100% revochim and you're hiding this from me. I am moichel to you. Pay me 10% and I get in tug. We finish the business. This is eteriske. This is eteriske. The sma and the levush and the shach went to a Mendel and they told him it's not okay. It's a ribis d'oraisa. And why? Tell them, you cannot make with a maid, with any person at night, that he should bring Eidim that he didn't ever walk in. It's no Eidim like that. What, you're going to take Eidim with him to any place in the whole entire world? What, I'm going to India and they're going to say, how could you prove, how could Eidim see that I didn't have any benefit? It's impossible to bring it. So if you make with him such a tnai, it's like a tknunya, like he says. So it's a ribis. So the Rebbe Mendel changed it and he says, bring Eidim that nothing happens to the Karen. But you have to take yourself b'shvur chamuro to swear that it was not revochim. What's going to be if a person wants to be poided the shvur? He doesn't want to swear. Okay, so we have a dmei spashes, a pshore. If you pay me this money, I'm moichel on the shvur. So this is eteriske. So there are a couple of things, because it's a couple of things. The Dmei Apshore cannot be more from what you think the Revochim could be, a little bit less. Right? Because the person wants to be poide himself from the Shvur. Why want to be poide from the Shvur? Say, I didn't have Revochim. So how much we charging you? Okay, you know what? Pay me like this, I'm going to be Moichel and the Shvur. So you can give more for what the Revochim could be. It doesn't make sense. But I want to ask you something else. What's going to be if the person wants to borrow money and he doesn't do any business? He doesn't do any business. He needs the money for himself. So it's a lie? So let's see. If he needs the money to buy a house, so the house is the business. So the house is, if I need the money to buy a car, the car is a business. I need the money to buy, chandelier or a jewelry to my wife, the COVID Yom Tov. Jewelry is a business also, you know, the gold, maybe the price going up. It's a business. I could hear. But what's going to be if you need to do? You have a shidduch to do. His son needs to get married, you know? So it's no business over there. Monkey business. Loyalena. So with that, Ariske, the Shoyel Umeishiv, Amelamed was asking him this. Amelamed always, the Melamdim always have the problems. yeah, I think because they show why you have to say, Sholani Melamed Echod, you say, that his son needs to get married and he needs to borrow money and he wants to do it at risk, but it's no business. Very interesting, the Sholomei Shivan Sarem, you know what? It's a very good business. If the son going to wait in the house, it's just going to cost him more. It's a lot of money. The son going to sit in the house and he have to be mefanes. Who knows what's going to finish? It's much better business, the son, to get married now. So for you, it's a business. The Poitskim was not sure they're so exciting with their answer. So it's a problem. So today, the way what we're doing at the Riske, and I even didn't went through to the Kulei Pikodoin, the Poiskim say, be meshatef the person with everything that you have. Be meshatef, like, if you want to bow, you really want to be make chasene for your son. Chasene, it's not a business. Or maybe a person needs, because the business didn't go so good this year, and he need more money poshet for his, you know, to buy food, to make the yomtev. Like every Koilinger man. But you have something. Some business you have, right? You're renting a car. You buy jewelry. The loive. Any business that the loive have, yeah, share with the malve your business. So today, the concept, the eteriske, that's what I told you. When a person sign an eteriske, he basically sign an eteriske that it say, I'm sharing with the malve, seeing what it's my. So then we need to know what Eteriske means. I want to finish with you with two questions, interesting questions. One of them I know the answer, almost for sure. One of them, it's going to be very interesting. According to what we tell you now, you should know, every yeshiva bocher would like to open a bank account in Eretz Yisrael is almost a Yisur D'oraisa, and no Eteriske could help him. You know yeshiva bocher? Put him $100 in the bank, but you're going to use $150. You owe to the bank interest. Let's think about the question. The bank is a corporation. Okay, he owns to the bank interest. The bank used the eteriske, but the bocher have nothing. He doesn't have any business. He doesn't have a house. He doesn't have a car. He doesn't have nothing. What do you mean he did the eteriske? I'm sharing with the bank my business. Which business? The lunch that you get from yeshiva. Which business? The tune that you buy Thursday night next Zichon Moshe. Which business he has? He doesn't have business. A Koilelinger man who doesn't have anything. Maybe he wants to share the jewelry that his wife has. You need to ask permission from her because that belongs to him, belongs to her. A Koilelinger man who doesn't have anything and he wants to borrow money better risk. It's a big problem. A yeshiva bocher cannot do eter iske. Almost if his father, yeah, I'm not joking. It's a day to day what he does. If a bocher wants to borrow money, if his father going to take him home and going to be magnet to him beshtar or beskinyan suder, agav, apart from his apartment, beshir from the alvor that he likes to take, and he's going to share with the bank this apartment. And tomorrow when he doesn't have to pay to the bank, he could come to the father and say, I want to sell the bedroom. I'm just bringing you a lochadik. He's not going to do it. But a bocher, if he didn't magnet to him a part of your house, something else, he cannot do a eteriske. What?
Clothing.
Okay. No, clothing, it's nothing. It's not business. They don't have any, a becketcher, you see my? It's now $100, it's only going down. The shoes that he have is only going down. It doesn't have nothing where the price is increased. So it's not a business.
About his watch, it's his watch.
Oh, okay. Yeah. If he needs to have something, what is the chance the price going higher? This is business. This is revochim. Everything what he has, it's only the price going down. If a bocher using this, for sure. So this one question. Another interesting question. What is happens day by day? And it's not a fun, it's a question. Reuven and Shimon, two good friends. Reuven tell to Shimon, let's open business together. Shimon says, I wish. I don't have money. Reuven telling him, you know what I have? I'm going to borrow you. We're going to do business together. You're going to pay me back because I want you should be my shutaf. Yeah? Such a story happens. Reuven gives the money to Shimon and Fareta Riske. Yeah? He charged him 10% and they hope the business is going to do 20%. So Shimon is going to be able, the business go down. Reuven asks from Shimon to pay him back. Shimon says, I don't need to swear to you. You know the situation exactly like me. There was the business that I did with you. What do you tell me? Swear that I didn't have revochim? Were you kidding? You know the situation. I don't have to pay you any eteriske. You know, I don't own you a shvua. I don't have to pay you. What?
Yes.
It's happened in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, people took money from the bank. They did an eteriske with the bank. What they did with the money, the bank told them, go buy the stocks. Yeah. In the Wall Street, in the Chlaine, buy stocks. Tomorrow we get a phone call from the bank, and the bank told them, unfortunately, the market fell down. But you still own it, you have to pay me back the alvoy.
He bought a margin,
yeah. Yeah, he says to the bank, do you know who told me that I lost my money, actually? You. You know better than me what's going on in the market. I don't have to swear to you. What's with that risk? It is a problem. And because the police scheme doesn't have a clear answer to this, and they said that risk today, I share with you everything that I have. So maybe I lost the money in this business, but maybe I have in Hong Kong and in China and Japan. Maybe I have another 2 houses that I'm hiding and I'm not telling no one. And the price went up very much. And I have to swear that it's not like this. And you know what? I don't want to believe you if you're not swear to me. So this is what they say. But this is one of the things that you have to look.
What happens if they say, I'll swear?
Oh, this is very important. What's going to be if the loive going to say, I'm ready to work with it. I'm going to bring you the 2 edim that you told me. And I'm going to swear. What's going to be? So you should know, alochadik, he allowed to do it. And he's going to be potter. But what's going to be in the bank in Eretz Yisrael? Is the bank going to take it? Is the bank going to take it? If the bank doesn't take it, it's a joke and it's ribis. Is the bank going to take it? You should know today, I don't know what it was, 30 years ago and 40 years ago, today the banks, they fought them with the lawyers to do it so seriously that if it's going to come to a court case, they're going to have to take it. Yeah. Bottom line, it came 3 times already to a court. Ma'asim show you that people say, we're going to bring the witnesses, we're going to swear. And anytime the court case says, very interesting thing, the agreement is right. But they find a way why we cannot accept this, the shvua now. Sometimes they say, we check the agreement, they say you have to swear any Rosh Chodesh, any Erev Rosh Chodesh. The bank wrote it. And the Erev Rosh Chodesh passed. So you lost the time for to swear. Anytime they find, why? But honestly, the bank in Eretz Yisrael have to take it because they make it a legally document. I want to finish with
this. What about the banks, the Jewish banks here?
I hopefully the Yidni Reishumayim, or they make it legal. If not, it's a problem. I want to finish with you with one very interesting story. The Baba Veruv Reb Shloimeh, I heard it from my shver. Baba Veruv Reb Shloimeh went 1959 to Eretz Yisrael to buy a whole kirya, a whole place, campus, to build this Kiryas Bobov in Bat Yam. And he told to his menahel, the menahel was Rebbe Teitelboim, you know, my shver and my uncle, he has the oldest brother, Rabbi Chil, from Monsi. So his shver, his father-in-law, was named Aaron Teitelboim, Rebbe Teitelboim. He told him, I want to go to Gezegenzach from the Satmerov. So he told him, no, what? You're going to Eretz Yisrael, you're buying a part of land in the Tzionim. No, you know, the Sakmaru are going to be angry, he's going to give you, he's going to scream at you, and the Chassidim are going to sin, it's going to be a fight, it's going to be Bizyonim. We can't do it. But the Rebbe told him, I want to go anyway. And he's going to make a shoe that nobody allows to be inside. Tell to the Gabe. The Rav Eruv want to say goodbye to the Satmaru, but he asked no one should be inside. So he telling to the Satmaru, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. Satmaru said, why? He told him, I'm buying in Bat Yam, I want to build. He says, okay. Satmaru said, are you going to have money? He says, I'm taking mortgage from the bank. So the Satmaru tell him, it's a Ribis, it's a Yiddish bank. So he told the Satmaru, at a risk. So obviously the Satmaru saw those times that risk, it's not really at risk. Today we're making this much better, but maybe in this time he thought, nah, at risk, it's not good. Not such a thing like at risk of a deal. It's not real, it's ribis. Come to Eretz Yisrael, come to the Bank of Poalim, it was. You have to sign the agreement and you say, I know everything is preparing, the old documents, but something happened. I went to Gizegenzach. I went to say goodbye to my Rebbe, to my Rabbi, and he told me that I can't sign on it. So we're going to have to drop the deal. So they told him, why? So I'm Ribis. They charge me interest. They said, well, everybody charge interest. We are a bank. We're not giving gifts. So I said, I have tightness on you, I'm not complaining, it's okay, but I can do it. Okay, it was our tumult of this, coming back, okay, we're going to low to interest. So it doesn't matter low interest, not. I'm not taking this if you charge me interest. You want zero interest? So yeah, I want zero interest. if not, it's not, I'm going back. Believe it or not, he got it for no interest. He got it for no interest. So sometimes the Emunas Chachomim really helps. But I want to tell you that something what I have a really big question and I don't have answer. I'm not a businessman, so it's easy to me to say. Lemaise is like that. The Gemara say, Im Kesef Tal Vesame, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Gemara says that לישראל בחינם ולנוחי בשכר is לישראל בחינם עודף. Even we do at a risk, but pashtus we are not mekayim the mitzvah im kesef talve. So mele if we're doing ef alvoe, ef pikodoy, maybe someone's going to say with the ef alvoe we're still mekayim. Today there's the risk to try to be kuloy pikodoy. Where is the mitzvah? What's about the mitzvah? We find a very good way not to be over on the Isurim from Ribis. But the bottom line, what the Torah want? Someone came to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was against the Eta Mechire. Very strong. And he asked him, you against the Eta Mechire, what is this Mechire's Chometz? So, really it's not a question because the Chazon Ish has a serious problem with the Eta Mechire. Because the Eta Mechire yielded its Lois Echonim and then Shliach Lidvar Aveire. But the Chazon Ish told him, listen, the Torah have no problem, it should be chometz in the world. The Torah doesn't have against that. The Torah doesn't want you should have chometz. If you really sold it, you don't have chometz. And you really sold it. It's a kinyan, it's a mechir. But b'shmita, the Torah wants to be mekayim mitzvah shmita. So even the kinyan is good and you sold it. But you didn't do what the Torah wants. You find a way not to do what the Torah wants. So I have no tightness because this is the panasa. This is the economy way. We can't change the rule. If nobody's going to take ribis, the economy is not going to move. I just have a question. What we're in which way we are mekayim the mitzvah from Kesef Talve? I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
You give a loan
for free also.
Something about the parsha?
Yeah. Was that only a question? Rabbi Isai. This was Eter Iske Bekitzer. Yoiser Mimasha Umarti Lachem Kosov Kan. The Eter Iske have a lot of Sforim and a lot of Chiburim, but this is Bekitzer. But Remendel asked something in Pasha Shavua. And I will tell him this in a minute. Mitzvah Lekayim Divri Chachomim. He was a Yeshiva Chach Milublin. Remeir Shapira opened the Yeshiva. He was a chidush in Poland. There was no yeshivas in Poland. Where is yeshivas in Litter? Since the time of Prime opened in Volozhin. Tov Kuf Pei Ches. Was a yeshivas in Ungarn since the Chasam Sofer was the Rav from Presburg. But in Galicia and Poland was no yeshivas. The Divrei Chaim even writes against yeshivas. He says we are learning differently. Only after the 100 years ago, a little bit before the First World War, and Beiker later, Bobov, Gur, Rodom, Sorchov, Alexander, start to open yeshivas, Chassidish yeshivas, not Chassidish yeshivas. But the biggest chiddush was Remeir Shapiro. He opened yeshiva in Lublin, and it was a huge yeshiva, and he was collecting money before he even opened the yeshiva. And the yeshiva took only the Iluim, people gonna fare, under the blood Gemara, as all boiling was. And the biggest rebbes came to the Chanukas Abayis. The Chotkov Rebbe was his Rebbe, so he spoke over there, so he told to the donor, he told to the Nodiv, I'm not jealous in you in the midst of what did you did now, because you have so much COVID. But I'm jealous in you in the mitzvah you did before, but because this mitzvah, the mitzvah Gereras mitzvah, you zoiche to do this mitzvah. The previous mitzvah you did Be'atzna Leches, because nobody knows from that. In this mitzvah I'm jealous. But the Gerer Rebbe, Rebbe Vro Motche, he was considered the Op Rebbe in Poland. Even the Nat Ger Chassidim, so everyone old from the Ger Rebbe. And the Ger Rebbe says something like this, unbelievable, very beautiful. He says like that. Yaakov Avinu says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnosoy, Ha'ir Moed, Emer, Ochen Yesh Eloikim Amokim Azeh, Vonoichi Lo Yodati. And he says, Ein Zekim Bes Eloikim, Vezeh Shar Ashomoyim. So he was saying in the name of the Baal Shem HaKodesh that the Gemara says in Shabbos and Yumer, Rav Yane says, Chaval alman de Ovid darte etare vedarte letare lo yovid. It's a way someone is doing a beautiful door gate, but it doesn't lead to anything because it doesn't build a house. So you look something, sometimes a beautiful door, you're seeing what is behind this door, you open the door and you're going to the street. So what is the door and what is the house? So Rashi explained, the door is the Torah and the house is Iras Shomayim. The Torah needs to bring to a person to have Iras Shomayim from the Rebbe Shter and to do his mitzvahs. And Yaakov was learning 14 years B'Shem Vo'Evel. And he thought, this is the Spitz Madrege. 14 years he didn't sleep, he was learning. And then he came to this place, and he filled the Ira Shomayim. V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olov. And he says, Ochen Yesh V'hiro Moed, Ochen Yesh Eloikim Amokim Azeh. He says, Ein Zeh Kim Beis Eloikim. Over here it's the house. V'zeh, the 14 years what I was learning B'Shem Vo'Ever, it's Shar HaShomayim. It's only the door, the gate, to come to the Yiras Shomayim, to the Dveikes, to the Emune, to the Midas Toivas. So the Ger Rebbe says to the Bochim, you Talmidei Chachomim, you're coming to learning Toiro. Talmud Toiro Keneged Kolom. Nothing is more than Toiro. But you have to bring, remember, the Tachlis from the Toiro is Beis Elokim, to bring you to Yiras Shomayim, to the Pnimius, to the Dveikus, the value with the Hidiz. I say he was so actual, he was so good in those times, I am sure. But I think he's, even today, we are so busy so many times to say, to making Isurim and Charomes, and sometimes we're looking, we don't know what to do with so many problems, and sometimes we have to remember Poshet. We have to be Mechanech. The Torah is the Torah. And I need to remember, I'm learning the Torah because this is the Torah what Hashem gave me. And this is the way to be connected to them. And if I'm learning the Torah in the right way, it's going to lead me to the Beis Elokim, to the Yiras Shomayim. Chas v'cholel, we're not learning in the right way. Sometimes we're standing only with the door and not going inside to the house. And because the whole shir was that you shir with the revochim, because it takes money to buy a house. So we have to make sure only also when we're learning Torah, it should be going to come to the tachlis from the Torah. We should be zoiche, all of us, to Beis Elokim. And it looks like this is a good place, to Beis Elokim. Shkoyach HaMendel. Shkoyach HaShiva.
But I have to say, I'm going to make well.